like, I've always said, if somebody on the internet, like a troll or just a total a-hole, has somewhere where they can write a comment, they're going to do it and they're going to be mean sometimes. You cannot let that affect your mindset. Continue focusing on yourself, your growth, and what you want for yourself and your audience. And don't let bad reviews and mean people really bring you down, because I promise that doesn't matter.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Podcasting Success Secrets. I'm your host, Hector Santia Esteban, and I've spent much of the last decade trying to figure out what makes a successful podcast. And this show is here to bring you the lessons I've learned, the challenges I've had to overcome, and some of the amazing people that have helped me do it along the way. And today is an especially special episode because it's actually a first and probably a long time overdue. But we are joined by the Amplify Media team, Mr. Kevin Cook, the head of operations, the head of production, the head of sound design, the one who keeps the train rolling, and our podcast production ninja, really our podcast promotion ninja, Paige Elmore. Welcome, guys. Thanks for hanging out today.
Hey, hey. Thanks for having us.
Hey, glad to be here. Thanks, Hector.
The reason I'm excited to have this call is because when I started this show, the name wasn't even called Podcasting Success Secrets. It was a totally different name. And our organization, our company was totally different. And I was a lone wolf, if you will. I felt like Donkey at the beginning of Shrek, who was just lost. And what's cool is that we've really started to, over the last 2 years or so, really develop a team that is, frankly, doing more of the work than I ever was, which is exciting. And the reason that I'm excited to have you guys on here is that I'm so much removed now from the day-to-day in terms of editing and in terms of production that you guys are the ones on the front lines. And it's exciting because it means that our organization gets to, you know, have some more opportunities and is growing. I think that you guys really bring a unique perspective and insight because you get to do it really on a day-in, day-out basis. So excited to have you both here.
Yeah, it's crazy because you and I have been together now for, I can't even believe it, it's been over 2 years now, Hector. And we started with, five shows at the time. One's not even doing episodes anymore. We've launched several shows from the ground, and it's been a interesting journey just of learning and really free knowledge we get just from listening to people. It's just good. It's been a really eye-opening learning experience for the last couple of years, for sure.
Yeah, before we get into some of what we're doing with clients, I'd love for you guys to both share your background, because I think it's both helpful and important, because podcasting is something that a lot of people see and they think that it's easy because they think that they can just hop on and, you know, anybody can talk, but there's so much more that goes into it. And I think you guys really know it at a depth. So why don't you guys go into a little bit about your background and kind of how you got into podcasting up and until you started working with us?
Yeah. So my story is kind of long, but I'm going to make it as quick as possible. I deal with a lot of chronic illnesses. And for a long time, I had been just sitting at home trying to find something that I could do, something I was passionate about. And I was listening to podcasts and I thought, oh, this will be simple, like so easy. And I found out quickly that it was very hard. I needed to buy things that I didn't have. I was podcasting off of my phone for a few months and I was like, okay. So I went through the process of different microphones and different sound stuff. And it's a never-ending learning journey for sure. But it was a lot harder than I thought it would be. And I started that in 2020, and that was before really the pandemic even. I think it was in March when that really started. And then it just became like really cool because everybody was at home and you could just Zoom with people and you really had that connection to podcasters because everyone was at home. So we all got pretty close and the community just really grew because I think a lot of people started podcasting in 2020. I know a lot of people started podcasting around that time. And when people were going back to work, I know that, you know, a few podcasters kind of dropped off and went back to that kind of grinding life. And the community just taught me a lot. And you guys have taught me a lot. Kevin and I have been friends. And he told me about what he was doing with the company. And I came on to edit. And I've seen the company grow just immensely in like a year. It's amazing what has happened here. I love it.
Yeah, so it was 2020, October-ish, September. I don't know. It was sometime earlier in the year, and the pandemic was really starting to take off, and I had been thinking about podcasting. I've always been interested in audio, radio, broadcasting, wanted to learn how to video edit, just content creation in itself. Opposite of what everybody says you should do, I went absolutely crazy and spent an absurd amount of money to get really nice equipment. And yeah, I fell in love with it. I loved the creative process. I've told the story before, but my very first episode that I ever edited took me like 40 hours from start to finish to before I finally put it out, because I wanted it to be perfect, but it just took a very long time. It was foreign at the time. So fast forward a couple of years later, I met Hector in the beginning of 2022 and then made a career change. And I was like, hey, man, let's do this. And so we started hitting the ground running from there, started signing shows and clients, editing and sound design. And at that time, I was taking an audio engineering class. So that's kind of where the audio engineering comes in, making the sound good. I've learned how to sound design audio, learned how to video edit it. I can record podcasts. And it's cool because we get to help our clients and really take that knowledge and put it to good use to try to help people grow their brand and their shows and spread their message and what they want to say. So it's been a really rewarding experience and a lot of personal growth in the meantime. Building a digital team as to being in an office is completely different. The dynamics are different. It's been a really rewarding journey and we're just getting started. So it's exciting.
Kevin, you've put out dozens and dozens of episodes yourself. You've published hundreds, if not over thousands of episodes. If you could transfer your experience into a rookie podcaster, I think a lot of people who are probably listening to the show are earlier in their journey and they're either thinking about getting started or they're just got started or they feel like they don't have it all figured out yet. What is that having it all figured out yet part for you?
Don't be afraid to try something because you're new. You're just starting out. Yes, you want to be consistent, but posting your episodes consistently is more important than necessarily the consistency of the episode. Yes, you want to have the same general format, but don't be afraid to try something. Try an intro, try a hook, try different music, try different show notes, try different titles. Like there's so many little knobs, if you will, that you can turn to try to make your content better. And you're not going to have it all figured out. Even us today, publishing thousands of episodes, tons and tons of content, I don't have it figured out. Like, and I'll be the first one to tell you that because I'm still learning as we're still learning. And don't be afraid to be constantly learning because what your show looks like today, more than likely, is not what your show is going to look like in 6 months. Life happens, you know, so maybe something that you have time for now that you can't have time for, but you want to still put out your content. So yeah, it's really just don't be afraid to try things and really just make it your voice, you know, make it authentic to who you are, because you're trying to be something that you're not, the audience will see right through it.
I wish somebody would have told me all of those things in the very beginning, because probably a year in, I rebranded everything. I didn't like anything about my podcast. I didn't play around enough with trying to figure out what my own personal style was. And I knew that so many people like the true crime comedy kind of genre. And I tried that and I was horrible at it. And I absolutely got to a point where I was like, I don't want to do it anymore. Like, this is not me. So I ended up rebranding and just doing straight up writing stories. And that's just more of who I am. And I feel more comfortable doing that. And obviously, I think listeners definitely knew, because when I just started to be myself, my downloads actually went up. So it was like, okay, people resonate with you just being real and just doing what feels right for you. Don't go out there trying to be like anyone else. That's really a huge mistake, because you're just going to beat yourself up because you set these expectations for yourself sometimes. And it's like, I can't reach it because that's not who I am. I wish somebody would have told me that from the very beginning, because I struggled with that pretty bad.
Kevin, what mistakes do you either see most frequently? Are there mistakes that are either easy to avoid or ones that you think are common that perhaps if someone had just told them, they might be able to avoid?
The first thing that comes to mind, and it's a lot easier said than done, but don't try to do too much. Over the course of launching shows from scratch and also coming in on shows, a lot of times people don't have their vision. They don't have it to a point that it's like, okay, this is what I want. This is who I'm going for kind of thing. And I think that's where a lot of podcasters get stuck because then they don't know which direction they go. I think it's really about making sure your avatar is clear. And whether that's in the gaming space, cool, you know, what games are you going to play and like only sticking to that instead of just saying gaming, because then it's so broad, everybody gets squirrel and you just want to go in 90,000 different directions. I think that's the biggest takeaway for me.
I agree. There are so many clients when we first start talking to them, they want help figuring out who they are. And it's like, no, you tell us who you are and then we can help you from there. But yeah, a lot of people do come to you for a lot, for their branding, for their vision. And it's easier if they come in knowing exactly who they are, exactly what they want, you know. And it's fun to help people figure that out for sure. But it's harder when people don't know kind of who they are and what they want to portray, even when it comes down to colors. Like, it's so funny. Some people don't know what colors they want on their podcast cover. They want help in designing all the branding and, you know, starting from scratch is really hard, but it's really fun too. It's a lot easier when people come in with a vision for sure.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And also, understanding that there's going to be an iteration process, no matter, like, even if you do know who you are and what you want, you know, shout out to our friend of the show, Amplify family member and client, Matt Drinkon, whose book is just releasing today. But Matt came in and he had a vision. He had an idea of who he wanted to serve. He had an idea of what he wanted to do. But also over the first 100 episodes or so, the show evolved as well. The music changed, the format changed, a lot of stuff changed, even though Matt came in with a clear vision, but that vision evolved. And so I think that's just likely to be a part of the podcasting process too, because what you're saying, Paige, is, you know, people got to know themselves. A lot of times they figure out so much about themselves over that first segment of episodes or first season or year.
Totally agree. As well. For sure. And just like you said, visions can evolve. You're going to grow and evolve as a person. And if you want to shake it up and change it up, just do that. Your audience will appreciate you just being authentic and growing. That's what we're supposed to do.
But I am excited for DrinkOn, though. Yes. It's super exciting. Like, I shot him an email this morning, you know, saying, hey, congratulations on the book launch, you know, because it's super exciting for him to, A, just evolve as a human being over the course of 2 years now that we've been working with him, but his vision for the show, the guests, I mean,
amazing.
He's really becoming a thought leader, yeah, in the space, and it's just growing, and it's really, really exciting to watch that happen to Matt Drinkon.
Whether you know Matt or whether you don't, I do recommend to get his book and listen to his show, The Eternal Optimist. You will be touched, you will cry, you will laugh. He is an amazing person. He has amazing guests and their stories are incredible. I have no doubt that his book is going to be the same. I cannot wait to order it.
Yeah, what's cool about that story, friend of the show, Matt Drinkon, interviewed a book publisher, Mark Victor Hansen. I think it was like episode...
It was early.
10.
Yeah, it was way earlier.
And Mark Victor Hansen happens to be the person that wrote the Chick the Soup for the Soul series, and they hit it off. And so that connection, even though there wasn't a huge audience that time, led to some business that Matt was able to create for his own consulting practice. And then it was also able to turn into a book deal. And so I think that that's the power of having a podcast, is that you can take your message and really turn it into a platform.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been, you know, like what, a year and a half since that happened. But it's like, now he's got a book. So now it's even more solidifying him as that eternal optimist in this space. And so it's really cool to see.
Yeah, that's also part of having success as a podcast, is that you hear it all the time. What's your why? So I think that that's a really big important part of podcasting success is having a different why, or having a why at all. And, you know, one of my favorite books is Simon Sinek's Start With Why. And I think too many people start a podcast without that why really solidified, really clear. They start a podcast because they want a podcast, or they see someone else have it, or they think that they can be the next Joe Rogan, or they think that, I don't know, they have something in their head, but if they really, really crystallize it, it's not clear. So that is huge to have success, right? And even if that is just that you want to figure out what your message is or where you want to find your audience, you got to define your why, or there's no real way that you can actively move towards that goal. You just end up blowing in the wind, if you will.
Yeah, I would say do not start podcasting because you believe it's going to bring you a lot of money. Don't come in as that being your why, because that's a very rare thing. You need a better why. You need to do it because you're passionate about it. If you're coming into it just because you want to make a lot of money, number one, that doesn't quite happen right away if it does. And you're going to probably not enjoy it because your why is just money. So I would say definitely rethink that why, because that's just, you can't become Joe Rogan overnight, you know?
I totally agree with what she's saying. I think that the view of monetization has really hurt those smaller podcasts, the people that really think, oh, I'm going to get in this and I'm going to get a $100 million deal. It's like Joe Rogan was somebody before he was Joe Rogan, right? So he had already had his own fame. But also, you know, with YouTube and seeing their favorite YouTubers making all this money and blah, blah, blah. Like a lot of these people have been doing it for 4 to 7 years before they finally start getting traction and good monetization and stuff like that. So like Paige said, if you are getting into it for money, then you will burn out super fast. And that's why you get a lot of pod fade and a lot of pod burnout, because it's a lot of work for a little bit of reward. So that's where making sure that you're clear about, oh, I want to help people here. I want to do this. I want to do that. That your why is bigger than just a financial gain.
Yeah, at least at the beginning, there's got to be something else. Right. Because while you're building and while you're growing, there's got to be something else. And, you know, most of the shows that we work with, the reason that they're able to afford and invest into amazing people like you and talent like you is because there's a business that's driving it. And so I think that if that's the reason and that's clear that you want to bring awareness to your business, or you want to drive clients to your business, or you want to grow your network for your business, all of those are great reasons to have a podcast. But just having that clarity at the beginning will save you so much time, so much wasted effort, frustration, and perhaps even misery, because this show really has gone through iterations where we've like wrestled with, what are we doing? Why do we even have the show? And we've had to come up with that answer. And it's been a different answer at different periods of the show, different stages of the show.
Absolutely.
I was going to say, when I first started podcasting, somebody said by like episode 6 or 10, somewhere in there, you're going to know whether this is something you want to continue doing or not. And it's so funny, because when I got to about my 7th or 8th episode, that's when I started feeling like, what am I, do I want to do this? It's so much more work than I thought. So it's a lot to think about, you know, and coming into it just for monetary reasons, at least in the beginning, like you said, it will definitely cause you to be like, oh, I'm not making any money yet. So why do it? And that's not a good way to think.
Agree.
Yeah. So looking at some of our, let's call them success stories, if you will, you shout out to another Amplify family members, Carl Schmider and Irum Asfiz, I think is how you say your last name, but the hosts of Grow Everything. And they have over the last about year as well, really took off. They're just under 20,000 downloads in a really, I mean, I don't think that they would be upset if they heard me say this. I think they listened to the show, but that it's in a rather niche. And I don't know if it's obscure necessarily, but it's a smaller niche. And so to have hundreds of people listening to every single episode and to be at almost 20,000 downloads means that you're capturing, I mean, that's really, really significant. And so I guess my question is, if there is one, is that, what do you think they've done well from either a host perspective or from the show perspective that has allowed for that sort of success and otherwise kind of smaller market or niche?
consistency. They haven't missed a week. Even when they travel and whatnot, they always have a plan as to putting on a show behind it. So yeah, I would say consistency has been their biggest success.
Also, their connections allow them to have these amazing guests too. So if you have connections with people, definitely ask them to be on the show. Someone will know someone and it's like, oh, can you ask so-and-so if they want to be on my podcast and talk about X, Y, and Z? They're really good at that. They're really awesome at networking and going to these events. They do a podcast about biotechnology and they go to all of these biotech events and they just talk to amazing people and the conversations are really interesting. They do a great job at it. It's very informative.
Yeah, this is really good stuff. If there's something else that a podcast host should know that we haven't said, Kevin, what do you think that is?
Episode one is not going to be perfect. I want people to have grace for themselves that what you put out on episode one, 10, 20, 50, 100, as long as you can just see a steady progression of growth in your skill set and what you're doing, you're winning. And it's to not give up. Just because it's not perfect doesn't mean that there's not room for growth. I think that's the biggest thing I want. Somebody who's starting a podcast or even in the middle of maybe a podcast crisis, the identity crisis, it's not going to be perfect. But, you know, as long as you're growing as a person and your skills are growing, that's the most important thing.
I agree with that. And it's so funny because when I just used to listen to podcasts, I don't think listeners really are listening as intently as us as podcasters do. So a lot of the mistakes that you might hear, the casual listener probably doesn't catch it anyway, and you will get so in your head about things. And like Kevin said, give yourself some grace. Your show's going to grow. And one thing that I enjoyed doing when I became a podcaster and realized that my show wasn't polished or anything, it still isn't. It's better than it was when I first started. I still enjoy going back to other podcasters' first, second, third episodes and listening to their progression. That really helped me because it's like, okay, these are huge podcasters. And you go back to their first episodes and it's like, oh, they weren't polished. They didn't sound perfect. So it is just a growth experience and it's okay. Also, people are going to leave mean reviews. It doesn't matter if you're perfect at it. People are going to be a-holes. Like I've always said, if somebody on the internet, like a troll or just a total a-hole, has somewhere where they can write a comment, they're going to do it and they're going to be mean sometimes. You cannot let that affect your mindset. Continue focusing on yourself, your growth, and what you want for yourself and your audience. And don't let bad reviews and mean people really bring you down, because I promise that doesn't matter.
I love it. Is there a place to best get connected with you, Kevin, if at all, on the interwebs?
Kevin@amplifymedia.com is the best way to reach out to me. I don't really have my podcast presence. My podcast has kind of been dormant for a while. But yeah, Kevin@amplifymedia.com.
Love it. What about you, Paige?
Paige@amplifymedia.com. And also pretty much everywhere at Reverie True Crime, you can find me. And I'm not as active anymore, but I do still check every once in a while. I post episodes. I try to post once a month. Sometimes that doesn't always happen, but that's okay. I have to give myself some grace on that too. But I still do try to get content out there when I can.
Cool. Well, we appreciate you all being here and those of you who stuck with us. We would love and be forever grateful for a rating or review wherever you get your podcasts. And if you know another podcaster out there who needs to hear this, hit that share button and send them a message. And if you need support with your show, go to amplifymedia.com and get to work with these lovely, wonderful, amazingly talented individuals. So we appreciate y'all being here. We'll see you on the next one. Later, y'all.